let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Great to have you with us. From author Sarah Sewell Walters, the gripping novel Sassy Sonia, Bravo Atlanta, an exciting romance novel set in 1967 civil rights conflict. One review says Miss Walters manages to craft a complex character through action and story with grace and beauty, delivering on the promise of an all-historical fiction, the present illuminated through a look at the past. Truly, I can't recommend the book more highly. Sonia Kent leaves Jacksonville after the death of her abusive ex-husband to start a new life in Atlanta. In the 1960s, a new day of racial equality is dawning, the world of segregation as she knew it rapidly becoming a thing of the past. Dr. King is assassinated, then Robert Kennedy. Events seem to be spiraling out of control both in the nation and in Sonia's family. Author Sarah Sewell Walters was born in Atlanta, lives now in what she describes as a quaint town in Virginia, studied journalism at Georgia State University, in the past decade attended James Madison University, now has a degree in technical communication, also an accomplished musician. Before her first fiction novel, Sarah wrote political pieces taking place in the Vietnam War era, also a book of poetry. Author of Sassy Sonia, Bravo Atlanta, Sarah Sewell Walters, our guest on This Week in America. Sarah, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hello there.
Excellent job with the book, and so much to talk about during the course of the program today. Let's start with a little bit of background on you. Talk about where you attended college.
Yes, I attended college in Atlanta, Georgia, where I was living at the time, Georgia State University.
Now,
large downtown urban campus.
Yeah, so you got a real sense of Atlanta by going to school there. Was writing something you always wanted to pursue?
Not professionally, no. But I did have a lot of free time raising children, so I wrote to entertain myself a lot, you could say.
That, yes, and now entertaining so many people and enlightening so many people with your work. The book specifically we're talking about is Bravo Atlanta, Sassy Sonia. What inspired you, first of all, to write the book, and then the heroine in the story, Sonia? What was the inspiration?
Well, Sonia was like a lot of young women that I knew that was thwarted in her gaining her potential. And I think in Atlanta, in the years that I grew up, she's pretty much like a biography-based thing.
So, yeah, a lot of personal reflection went into creating the character, obviously. The book is Sassy Sonia, Bravo Atlanta. Sarah Sewell Walters is the author, an exciting romance novel set in 1967 civil rights conflict. I mentioned you wrote a book of poetry, too. Talk about when you began writing poetry and why you enjoyed that writing process.
I went back to school when I was in my 30s and had an English professor that thought I had a way with words. I insisted that I write some poems for a test, an exam, and that kind of started it because I really found how much I enjoyed it.
You know, it's interesting. I cannot write a poem and have such admiration for people like you who can and have the patience and the thought process, the creative process to write a poem. How long does it take to write a poem? From the moment you get that inspiration to where you feel, okay, I'm actually finished with this poem now. It says what I want it to say. How long a process is that?
Well, on average, I would say it's a couple of weeks.
So it does take that long to go back and rework it and get it where you're comfortable
with
it.
Oh, yeah, you have to live with it for a little while.
You mentioned the love of poetry that you have. How, from a creative standpoint, how fulfilling is that to be able to put that thought into a poetic form?
Well, at the beginning, I wasn't thinking about doing it for later. And now that I have been doing it for so long, it's very satisfying to go back and see the various stages of my life.
Well, yes, yes. With us, Sarah Sewell Walters. The book's available, by the way, the one we're talking about, Bravo Atlanta Sassy Sonia at Amazon.com. The usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, we'll have an opportunity there for you to link on directly to Amazon and get information on the book. When were the poems in the Carla King collection written? What time frame are we talking about there?
I was living in Atlanta, and they were actually written, most of them, during the time that the civil rights uprising, we never really had riots or anything, but when the controversy was going on. So they were written during that time frame, 1985.
It's probably unfair to ask if you have a favorite poem after all that you've done, but are there one or several that come to mind that you keep thinking, okay, this really expressed the way I was feeling at the time and what I wanted to convey to others?
I couldn't really say. I couldn't really say about that because I'm surprised I have a book. Enough to fill up all those pages, really. Didn't start out to write a book.
Well, it's interesting, and probably the one you just wrote is your favorite at that particular point in time. And don't get all the information.
Or else it wouldn't be there.
Yeah, exactly. Sarah Sewell Walters, our guest on the program. That's Walters. Information on her writing, you'll find it at Amazon and link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Let's focus on the book, Bravo Atlanta, Sassy Sonia. What can we learn from Sonia and the journey that she went through during this time in history when we saw dramatic changes?
What can you learn from her? If it ain't right, go fix it. She,
yes.
She was a person of action. She took action to make her own life better.
Yeah, and here was a very powerful character that we're talking about in the book, Sonia Kent, Bravo Atlanta, Sassy Sonia, the name of the book. When you were writing this book, what were some of the challenges that you faced? It sounded like a lot of it came, again, from observation, what you went through during this era. What were the challenges as you put this book together?
I think probably to write filler material. I didn't have much problem with critical events or acute phases, but just to bringing it all together as a whole that made sense to other people.
And it does, and it relays a very important message of what the country was going through at that time. And again, it's so important to look back and see how we got to where we are today. The attachment we have with Sonia is very real. What happens to her next? Do you have any future plans for her?
Well, no. I haven't really thought about a series. I could probably come up with her having, raising her children or things going wrong with her marriage or whatever. I could come up with the normal things that happen to a woman in the course of raising a family, but I haven't done it.
Well, I think that would be something the readers would enjoy, to see the continuation of her life and, again, what she goes through after this period, just the normal challenges of her life in doing this. I mentioned the character Sonia because it's such a riveting character. What are some of the other characters? Who were some of the other characters in the book that we should watch out for as we're reading?
Grandmother Mary.
Ah, yes. Yes. Now, explain her importance, because she was really encouraging, wasn't she?
Her importance is that she moved her residence to be with Sonia because she understood that she needed somebody to rely on, somebody to lean on. And so she was willing to take that role in her life.
Was there somebody like that in your life?
I'm sure that there had to be, or else the character would never have come out.
That, yes, yeah. So in
the characters do come out of your own life.
That, yes, and develop. The book is Bravo Atlanta, Sassy Sonia. The author, Sarah Sewell Walters, our guest on the program. As you're putting a book like this together, there's an element of research that goes in to make sure you have all of the facts right, even though you live during that era. Are there times when you're writing the book where you hit that writer's block, that obstacle, where it's like, okay, I probably need to walk away from writing for a while just so I get the thought process going again? Is there ever a point when you run dry at a particular writing session?
Well, I don't know that much about Jacksonville, Florida, actually, as a town to live in. I've never lived there, and I would say getting the book started was the worst thing with Jacksonville, Florida. So, and it had to start there to get to Atlanta, I knew Atlanta because that's where I was born.
Yes, that was familiar ground then when he got to Atlanta. So it's like,
yeah,
okay, I'm home.
Yeah, I was fine, but Jacksonville was a little difficult.
Yeah, I'm home again, so I can tell the story now because I've actually lived it during that period. What's in the future for you? You mentioned that Sonia may not come back. That's something you're thinking about, and you have these thoughts and other articles that you've written over the years and poetry. What are your plans writing in the future? More books?
Right now, I'm writing a grocery shopping list. That's very hard to think.
You know, I could tell by the laughter that you're not going to tell me you got five more ready to go and you're working on six on the computer. So at this point, possibly. I guess we'll leave it at possibly. Would that work?
Possibly, yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, possibly.
Are there other types of genres that you're interested in writing? Should you decide to get back to the computer and to write something when you finish the grocery list, are there any genre, any other genres that you'd like to delve into?
Not particularly. I do writing for Daughters of the American Revolution. I'm a member of Daughters of the American Revolution, and so I write speeches. I write programs for them, and I'm busy writing, but not for the general public.
Well, that's interesting.
And I wouldn't mind doing another book. It would be a lot of fun, but I don't know where I'm going to find the time to do it.
You know, that always sounds good, and we can all tell you need to write another book. It's your time you're going to have to set aside to write that to write that other book. So we'll just sort of wait patiently in the meantime. Sarah Sewell Walters, our guest on the program, talking about the book Bravo Atlanta, Sassy Sonia, an exciting romance novel set in 1967 civil rights conflict. What were some of the experiences on this journey in writing the book and get it published? What's that process been like for you?
Well, I would say that carrying, having strong emotions to give you the push.
Yes.
To get
yes.
up and actually do it, because it's you think writing one paragraph is hard, writing one page is hard, but writing a chapter is really hard.
Well, let's talk
about... You have to be motivated.
Well, yes, and let's talk about the creative writing process that you go through. How do you go about doing that? Do you set aside time where you write, maybe force yourself to write whether you want to or not, or does it come to you and you write notes down and then you go put that in hopefully a paragraph and chapter form? How do you go about the writing process?
Well, for me, it mostly happens in my head. I have things going around in my head, and I'll be sitting in the automobile driving along, or in the parking lot, or in a at church. I mean, these things, the story develops in my head.
Do you keep a journal?
No.
No, they just sort of stay in your head, and if you follow through, if it's something that really sparks your interest.
I write out a paragraph every now and again. It gets in my head so bad that I have to write out a paragraph and get that much out.
That now, are
and
you
then,
in?
You know, another one develops. I mostly write, I guess you would say, in paragraphs.
Interesting how you go about doing that. Are there influences, writers that you enjoy reading that have influenced your life, influenced your writing style?
Helen Steiner Rice influenced me an awful lot.
Yes.
She writes beautifully, and I don't write beautifully. I write issues. That's from my community work and my church work. I wish I could write more beautifully.
Well, it's important what you do and the way you go about it. It's such a touching romance novel that you've written, Bravo Atlanta, Sassy Sonia. A couple minutes left in the program. We get people that think, I would like to do that. I've got thoughts. I would like to write a book. Any advice for future writers and authors how they should go about it and get started, which may be the toughest part of what they're about to start the process?
Well, I did benefit from the public library. The public library had a forum for writers, and I went and joined in with others who were trying to write a book, and that did help me out. It got me past a couple of places.
Well, that's interesting. So look at those resources and many resources like that at your library in your local community. With
yes.
you through this process and getting the book published has been Reader's Magnet. What has that experience been like for you working with them?
Well, it just clicked. Nobody recommended Reader's Magnet. They just came up in research on publishing companies, and they immediately said they were interested in like my work, and I think that was probably the thing right there. They didn't, they were enthusiastic.
Yes.
Enthusiastic right away.
And it's so important to have a partner with you through the process, and in this case, at Reader's Magnet working with you. The book we're talking about, Bravo Atlanta, Sassy Sonia, the author is Sarah Sewell Walters. That's W-O-L-T-E-R-S, an exciting romance novel set in the 1967 civil rights conflict with Atlanta in the background. Sarah, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. If you get the shopping list together and get back and write another Further Adventures of Sonia, let us know. We'd love to talk about that. Thank you so much for being with us on the program today. It's been great fun. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
With us on the program, Sarah Sewell Walters, the book Bravo Atlanta, Sassy Sonia. Information available at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available at amazon.com. We're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.